Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
941, former President Trump outraising President Biden for a second straight month in May. WOKV's Kirsten Garris begins our live team coverage of You Decide 2024 in Washington with more about each campaign's fundraising efforts. Kirsten.
That's right. When you look at the numbers in May, President Biden's campaign and his joint operation with the Democratic National Committee raised $85 million. That's falling short compared to the $141 million from former President Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee. Now, taking a closer look at the end of May, Trump's campaign held $116 million in the bank at the end of last month, and that was compared to about $91 million for the president. Now, a massive chunk of those donations for the former president came after his guilty verdict in his criminal trial in New York. The Trump campaign said it raised about $70 million online in those first 48 hours after his verdict. Now, that conviction obviously, you know, brought in also some mega donors, too. About $50 million in contributions was from the billionaire, Timothy Mellon. So we'll see, you know, where things go from here. But Biden has a few big-time backers as well. Michael Bloomberg gave $20 million to his campaign.
Boy, remember when Michael Bloomberg was a presidential candidate? It feels like forever ago.
That's right. It's just another, like, That's like 12 lives ago.
No, tell me about it. Well, and we're just 6 days away from the first of what likely is going to be just two chances to see Trump and Biden share the debate stage next week on CNN. We'll air it live here on WOKV. Give us more about how it may ultimately look, feel, and sound next Thursday night.
Yes, there'll be different kind of feel and sound to this one. We know that former President Donald Trump gave the final word in CNN's presidential debate next week after losing a coin toss. So he will get that final word after losing the coin toss to President Biden's campaign. The coin flip gave Biden the option between picking which podium he wants or deciding to close or deciding the order of closing statements. Biden opted for that podium, so he will appear to the right of the viewers on their screen. Now, Biden and Trump will be standing for the entire 90-minute debate, which will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and the network's rules will bar them from interacting with campaign staff during the breaks. Another thing to keep in mind, their mics will only be turned on when it is their turn to speak. So there'll be, and they're also, there'll be a quiet audience because there will be no in-person audience. So any kind of reaction you hear will be wherever you are. So that is really notable, the fact that there won't be an audience. So to me, I was talking with some family last night, and it feels like we're going back to the day when you had to, like, listen only. Obviously, your listeners listen to the radio, but it's like you can't see what's happening. So it gives me Kennedy Nixon flashbacks in this case.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Exactly. So in terms of another famous Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Failed to qualify for that debate. So he will not be on the stage, but we know we will continue to follow where he goes throughout these next few months.
All right. And obviously having more chance for substantive debate and conversations without all of the style that comes with the audience interactions. Next Thursday is the debate, live coverage here on WOKV and streaming on all devices. If you're not going to be in front of the TV, WOKV's coverage will continue next week in You Decide 2024, brought to you by Big Fish Roofing, the roofers you can trust. Kirsten Garris, thanks.